calling all fans of foreign films to the Surratt Cinema, where Vanderbilt has launched a free film series. Two key players in making the International Lens series a part of the Vanderbilt experience this semester are Joel Loguidice and Sharif Barsoom. Joel Loguidice serves as director of the Office of Arts and Creative Engagement, while Sharif Barsoom is director of International Student and Scholar Services. Joel, tell us a little bit about the history of Surratt. The cinema has been there since it started, correct, in 74?
Yes, it was part of the original, when Surratt Student Center was created, there was a large focus on making sure that it was a venue for the arts. So we had an opportunity to do performing things in the pub, and then a full cinema where we could feature 35mm, 16mm films.
Why is Vanderbilt bringing back films? Is this the start of a new era to bring Surratt back to where it used to be and showing films on a regular basis?
I've been at Vanderbilt a number of years, and Surratt has represented, in the time that I've been here at Vanderbilt, the hallmark of foreign film and independent film in terms of being a presenter here on campus and a venue. Over the years, that has waned, and we really feel that our students are losing out on this opportunity to see a number of foreign films and independent films. So it's been my interest to revive that program. And along came Sharif.
About 5 months ago when I started here, I thought, wow, what a great facility. We have a whole movie theater. Surratt here, you know, the center of pretty much the activity on campus. So why not have our students be involved in some amazing films? And our students already travel abroad everywhere. We have international students from about 80 different countries. So why not get not only the students involved, but also the departments?
This is called the International Lens Series, correct?
Yes.
Why that title?
Well, we tossed around a number of titles, and we kept looking at the series as a way of using the filmmaker and using the lens of the filmmaker as a means of looking at various issues, as a means of really tapping into global awareness. So we tossed around a number of things, global, international, but we felt very strongly about the idea of the foreign films and then really just looking through the lens, seeing life through the lens of a filmmaker.
Is this as much for our international students as for people in the community who are interested in what international issues are going on?
Absolutely. I think actually this is more geared towards our American students because we want them to get a little bit of internationalization on this campus before they finish their 4 years here. But, you know, we have so much resources in the community about, you know, with everything, actually, with international. So why not have the community also get involved? So and just icing on the cake, when international students come here to Vanderbilt and they see that we care about some international films and something other than, you know, the traditional stereotypical, you know, Nashville country music that they all hear about, I think that gives them a warmer feeling, a place to call home. They might even see a Turkish film if they're from Turkey, and they can get, you know, more involved with the campus and activities in the community.
How were these films selected?
Well, that taps into another desire of mine in terms of programming through the Office of the Dean of Students, and that is to really break down these walls and barriers that we have a tendency to put up. You know, each department is segmented and siloed, and this was a way to come together as a community. So Sharif and I sent an invitation out to a number of departments across campus, and we were trying to think, well, gee, if we get at least 6 responses, we'll be happy. And we ended up getting responses from more departments than we could really program during this current semester.
Can you talk about some of the selections that particularly stand out?
Hijos de la Guerra, that's a film that's being presented by the Center for Latin American and Iberian Studies, and they're actually doing this film in a conjunction with a conference that they're having on the film itself is a documentary on the MS-13, which is a Hispanic street gang, and they're doing a conference on the impacts of gangs on the economy of Salvador. So this being able to tie in a conference and a film really drives the point home. And we talk about being current and timely. This is one that really falls into that genre.
Will there be lectures and opportunities for people to get more information along with seeing the film?
Well, this is what we've definitely encouraged, is that we use the film as a starting point.
As a matter of fact, several faculty from the languages in particular have included some of these films on their syllabus, and they're bringing the entire class to see it, and they're actually having discussion the next day in class about this film. So it's definitely academic, but it's a lot of fun.
Sharif, how many international students do we have approximately at Vanderbilt?
We have about 800 international students on campus and about 300 scholars who are here to do research and to teach. So we have about a population of about 1,200 to 1,500 if you count the spouses, the children, so forth of those.
Are there particular nationalities that have a large number, or is it fairly diverse?
The largest numbers we have are from China. That's our number one country, I think over 200. And then we have India, and then Korea, Malaysia, the typical four large ones that are in most universities.
So this film series is a way for some of them to feel more at home, because they'll be seeing films sometimes on topics of particular interest to them, and then it's also a way to educate the Nashville community and our students who don't know about these topics and want to learn more.
Absolutely.
For instance, the film that we're having on February 27th is being sponsored by the Vanderbilt India Association. So it's not just departments that are helping co-sponsor some of these films, but actually some of the student organizations.
And talk a little bit about our partnership with the Belcourt Theater, because I know Belcourt obviously has been a center of showing foreign films and having some of these discussions, right, for
yes.
at least a few years.
I mean, they've really kind of taken the lead in the independent and foreign film. And the partnership that we have with Belcourt, we stay in close communication with them in terms of letting them know some of the films we're thinking about, so that we're always complementing one another as opposed to competing. We also have, in addition to the International Lens series, we have a series here on campus that's open to students, and it's called FLICS, Faculty-Led Interactive Cinematic Explorations. I have to stop and think about that one. And what it involves is a faculty member going with a group of students to one of the Belcourt films, and then after the film, gathering for a discussion. So we already have this strong relationship and very positive relationship with Belcourt.
So this is a way, instead of competing, which I thought I'd heard at one time there was concern about that when Belcourt was really having its starting its renaissance, we're actually kind of working in tandem with them now.
Yes, and some of the films we're featuring, when you think about, they've been released in the past. Some were not even featured at Belcourt. So we're bringing up some of the, what I call the masters, some of the great things like Battle of Algiers.
How many people does Surratt hold approximately?
The cinema holds 300.
And these films are free, correct?
Free. Free and open to the public.
Was there some impetus from students to bring back films at Surratt?
There has been from the students. I think the students a few years back that were very active on the film committee were very disappointed when the committee just kind of was disbanded. And so there's been this upsurge of student interest in film. And then just the growth in our international student population and the involvement that they've had is another thing I think that drove me to kind of pursue this, and then working with Sharif and the activity with the international students there.
And our students are getting more and more global savvy, and they know that they really need to know about other cultures and other places, and they are interested, and our students are top-notch, so why not give them some more mental exercises to go with their classroom work?
One other comment I wanted to make, in looking at just the university, and you look at the number of courses over the last couple of years that have concentrated on various aspects of film, the growth of our film studies program, all of these are working in tandem to create a very strong film kind of environment here on campus.
Is there an opportunity to work with any of the other universities and colleges around here?
Well, I hope down the line that this, as we grow, and we are definitely continuing this program in the fall, so to be able to link in with some of the other universities.
Yeah, it's great that Dean Bandus actually was behind us 100% on this and actually funded it entirely. You know, it was great that the students don't have to pay to do this. He even, you know, said, well, let's have some concessions for the students to have some popcorn and Coke and chocolates and stuff. So all that is in place, and we hope to continue it every semester.
So where can people find out more information?
The easiest thing would be to go to the Vanderbilt homepage, to the website. When they click on a link for arts, they can click on to getting into the film section, or they can just go to vanderbilt.edu/internationallens.
For Interview, I'm Amory Dear Owens.